You're listening to the Hello Mornings podcast. My name is Kat Lee, and my goal is to help you build habits peacefully so that you can impact your world powerfully. Each day I share a simple tip, and then together we walk through the 3-minute morning routine. Are you ready for a great day? Here we go. Well, good morning, Hello Mornings. Welcome to April the 29th. This is Kat Lee, and this month we're talking all about fuel. How could we make choices that fuel our bodies so that we have the energy to do the things that God is calling us to do? And I hope you've enjoyed this month. I know I have. I know that it's helped me to look at food in a new way. I know that it's helped me to look at my options in a different way and to make some better choices that I enjoy and that make me feel better. So it's just been a win-win, and I hope it has for you as well. My tip for you today is just to be adventurous. When it comes to fueling our bodies, take some time to try new healthy options. Now, healthy is not a label on the front of a box. I do want to give that caveat. There are so many marketing things out there that are promoting different things as healthy. And I want to encourage you that when you try new healthy things, it doesn't need to be a prepackaged thing. It just be grabbing a banana. It can be eating a package of nuts. So try new healthy options. It doesn't need to cost a lot. It can be super, super simple. But be adventurous and try new things, because you might find a great alternative to something that made you feel tired or bloated or gross. And you find that the new option you enjoy just as much, and it makes you feel so much better. And be willing to try some new recipes too. Really, eating in restaurants is probably not our healthiest option in general. It's great. I love it. Do it often. However, eating at home is most likely going to be our healthiest option. So have some fun trying new recipes. You might not always feel like cooking, but maybe there's a day of the week when you feel like cooking more than others. So maybe on that day, get together with a friend or with a family member and try some new recipes, or text your friends and say, hey, what are some of your favorite healthy food options? And you can connect with friends and brainstorm, or you can cook with loved ones. And being adventurous can be fun. And along the way, you can discover some new ways to fuel your body in fun and healthy ways. All right, friends, I hope you've enjoyed this series this month. We have one more tip for you tomorrow. And if you've not had your 3-minute morning, you are not too late. You are right on time. And it is coming up next. The first minute of the 3-minute morning routine is to simply pray Psalm 143:8. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I've put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. Minute 2 of the 3-minute morning is just to look at the calendar today. Plan a few of the most important things and pray through what God wants you to add or take away from your calendar today. And the third and final minute of the 3-minute morning routine is simply to take several deep, slow breaths. All right, you did it. That's the 3-minute morning routine. And I'm so proud of you for being intentional about starting your day with Jesus. Now, if you want to grow beyond the 3-minute morning, I created a goodie page just for you. There's a new free download every single month, as well as our free 3-minute morning kit, our 3x5 morning reset course, and info about our huge library of resources that I've created to help you build habits of God time, plan time, and move time. Just visit hellomornings.org/goodies. That's GOODIES. And my name is Kat Lee, and I will see you next time on the Hello Mornings podcast.